Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Wow, that was great. We didn't practice that at all. I didn't even tell her I was going to do it. It just felt right because Halloween was yesterday. And if you've been online today, everybody's like, Merry Christmas. And I'm going to be one of those people too. So I'm not a hypocrite. I'm just saying.
I mean, it is finally the socially acceptable season to decorate.
Agreed. So we're putting Fisher's Playroom tree up today. That's on the agenda.
I had debated over decorating for Christmas before we go to the DR.
Yeah.
But I just am not going to stress myself out
like that.
I got a lot of cleaning, a lot of laundry. I don't want to worry about the dogs doing something dumb with the Christmas trees, with the house
And you like to bite off so much and then you'll get like a third of it and you're like, I'm dying inside.
Correct.
So no, pack for your trip. Go have a great, you deserve a great trip. Come back. I'll even come over and help you.
Oh.
I love that. We're going to do our little Christmas tree. I might have our tree up in here though.
I am taking the day off when I get back.
Okay. So. What day do you get back again?
You'll be working.
I'll be working.
It'll be a Tuesday.
Got it. Okay, yeah. Crap. But I'm going to do our tree while we're gone so I can set the vibes for when you come back from the sunshine. It'll be Christmas in here.
Perfect. It's fine. That's how I like it.
Same.
I like polar opposites. I want it to be Christmas and cold, or I want like beautiful,
I will say, if y'all live in North Carolina and probably other surrounding places that I don't pay attention to your weather, sorry. But our weather today is unreal. It is beautiful. It's going to be warm. It's going to be 80, but outside when I was cleaning up the Halloween aftermath, I literally was outside. I was like, oh my God, November is like Novembering really well. I know it's warm for you, but
It is a little warm for me.
Like the daytimes, it's like 76, 73, 70. And then the nights is like 45 to 55. That is so nice.
And I'm fine with that. 80 is a little high for me. Listen, I don't want it to touch 80 in October, November.
Oh, well, touch away.
I know. I just shouldn't. I moved to the wrong place.
You did.
Let's be honest.
But don't leave, obviously.
I mean, I'm not going to leave, but I am going to bitch about it.
That's fine. That's absolutely. As you should. As you should.
Thank you. Thank you for the support. So
you're
supportive.
You're welcome. Did you vote? Did you get your vote done?
Not yet.
Okay.
God, I meant to get up this morning and do it, and then I didn't because I was tired from doing a fucking prosthetic face.
Your face was, it was good though.
Thank you. It wasn't my best work, but my first time working with liquid latex.
Yeah, so. I think it looked just like the picture that you showed me. Spencer came and got her hair done yesterday. And she's like, you don't have to blow it out. I was like, bitch, I'm blowing your hair out. Like, that's one of my favorite parts of my job. But she was like, let me show you what I'm doing tonight. And it looked almost identical to what your inspo was exactly what you did. Like,
I think I needed more layers to like really shape the face right.
Okay.
And my smile got a little wonky.
Did it?
It looked like I had some buck teeth on my in my smile.
Oh, I put I put a Luigi smile or a mustache on in the shape of it. The man that listens, I am dead. Look how it makes my smile look.
Wait.
Why? But I was smiling normal, if you can believe it. When my mom took those pictures and I looked at that, I said,
you look like you got jowls. Like, what a weird, why does it make it look so weird?
Because the stash went down and cut out the rest of my smile. I'm literally smiling normal.
I'll have to post this
picture on our stories, y'all. It's a hot mess. Is that not the ugliest thing you've ever seen? Doesn't it look like I have a smart ass smile on my face? Like, oh, cool. It looks like when someone's like, oh, cool. If like, oh, cool was a face or a smile, that would be it. That's terrible.
It looks like you smell one of your own farts.
It's like, Yeah, I looked at those pictures and asked my mom. I said, absolutely not. We're retaking these. And that was the exact same thing.
That's so funny.
Is that not wild?
That's great.
It really makes me appreciate a mustache a little differently. I'm like, wow, you must look really nice under that stash.
Right. But then some guys take their mustache and beard off and they're they're hideous. It's not good. Don't mean that to sound so
with
cruel,
all due respect. Yeah.
Like some guys be taking off their facial hair and they're just left with vagina face.
No.
And it's just not good.
You know, I think if you can grow a nice beard, do it. But I don't like when people do it and they don't do it well and they get a little porn stash. Shave it off. It ain't giving. It is not giving Marlboro Man. It's giving like I want to do things to a.
It's splotchy beards for me. If your beard has like random holes, if it looks like a moth.
That's what I'm saying.
Ate a sweater in grandma's closet.
No, if it's like a 1982 sweater.
Don't grow that out. It's okay.
Or peach fuzz when it's real fine.
Except your baby face.
Yeah.
Your vagina face.
Yeah, if you can't grow a good hearty beard, sounds so weird to describe it that way, but if you can grow a good hearty beard, by all means, do so. But if you cannot, do us all a favor and shave it. I'm saying this for your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend, whoever. They don't want you to do that, but they don't want to tell you. So PSA, we're telling you. We're delivering the news. Yes. The news. We're serving
now on the same, you know, token.
If you're a woman and you can do it, then do it.
If you're a woman, if you can grow a mean beard.
If you got a 5 o'clock mustache, honey, you wear that thing. We're not mad.
No, but I also have a problem with men that like have the super thick burly beard.
Yeah.
That just feel like it needs to be as big and bushy as possible. And I'm not into that.
It's
either.
A flex on
I
them.
I do know some women are though. So you know what?
Some women can grow really big burly mustaches and that's fine.
You leave us Italian women out of this conversation.
They did nothing of the sort. This is just a really cute picture. Continue.
Oh, okay.
My mom is obsessed with Temu, y'all. Like she's quite literally addicted.
Literally every time I come over here and her mom is here, it's like, oh, my mom got us this or
she got us a really cute sign.
Some of the stuff is really cute.
And a Fristol tap lamp. Like we're so excited, but
I've never seen somebody more. Yeah, I know. More addicted to Temu.
Yeah. My aunt's probably listening to this being like, yes, because they live next door to each other. And she's like, your mama on Temu. I'm like, I know. They have orange bags, man.
I had never even heard of Temu until your mom, because I think it was last year. Maybe it was last year or 2 years ago.
She's so addicted.
I came over here. I'm talking quieter because she's outside.
She's here, y'all.
But I came over and there was a giant box of stuff in here and it was just like random shit that she ordered for you off of Temu. Uh-huh. And it was like paper cups.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Everything.
Like decorated paper plates. Like,
yes. She doesn't mess around.
It was so random.
But she finds, I'm trying to like look in our podcast room for something because she actually finds really cool stuff. You know what she got me, y'all? Do they link stuff? People partner with, I need to partner with Temu. I told Spencer we should do a series with her and have her, we unbox things with Tammy with Temu. We call it Tamu, like just joking around.
Love.
It could be Tamu series. And she got me this thing that you put on your thumb and it looks like this. It's really pretty. It's glass and it holds your book open for you. So you put it on your thumb and your book pages are completely open so it doesn't cramp your hand. And it's pretty. It's like acrylic with like flowers and glitter in it. It's really nice. Like that's a great thing.
Who thinks?
Who? I don't know.
That would be great.
It would be so funny. Yeah.
I love it.
So, I mean.
Well, all I know is I've only placed one Temu order after your mom introduced me to them.
How did it go?
Not well.
Not good.
I ordered a bunch of pastel pens and highlighters and I was like, oh, how beautiful. When I tell you, out of like a pack of 12, I probably had 3 that could actually write or have anything come
out
of it.
My mom got me like some art stuff and I thought they were in here, but they're actually in Fisher's Arts and Crafts, but they're like a metallic, like permanent marker, almost like a Sharpie, but it's a brush tip. Cause you know, I love to like write and like draw. Oh, she got me all kinds. Those are great. And they write on anything.
I must have just gotten a bad batch of something, you know?
They were like this.
I'll try again. Listen, everything's like, you know, 32 cents. What do I have to
lose?
That's
the thing. You'll get it in 2 months and then it's Christmas because you forgot about it. And you're like, wow, this is awesome.
Mine actually came very fast.
Did it?
Yeah.
Wow. What did you do? How did you get that?
Well, it didn't work.
Probably because you're on TikTok all the time. They have all your information. They didn't even need to wait for the order to get placed. They're like, oh, Spencer, we know her. She's on TikTok. We can just place it for her. We know where she lives.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just chronically online, so they have all of that information.
But they stole it a long time ago.
You know what
fine.
I actually do really appreciate about being chronically online? I'm never going to miss out on a joke.
No, you're not.
I know. I know what the kids are saying. Yeah. I know what's...
You know the lingo.
I know the lingo. I know all the trends. I'm like really into that. And if that is just my plight in life, that I have to be addicted to TikTok and chronically online, but I get the joy of being in the know.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
That's not bad. It's not entirely bad.
Like a couple weeks ago, SNL did a skit where they were making fun of influencers.
Oh, gosh.
Specifically, like, I think TikTok influencers. Right. I mean, that's where most of them were.
Okay.
I knew every single person that they were mocking.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I feel really proud of myself.
You were in the 411. You were, like, in the know.
I was in the know.
Do you know the girl that's like, hey, baby, if you like Reese cups and riding on pickup trucks and, where my girl at that likes phone calls and late night texts and I love yous, where are you at, baby? Do you know her?
It sounds familiar.
You have to know this girl. So this morning.
I know, as I'm literally talking about how I'm chronically online.
Literally. I mean, God, I didn't really mean to put you on blast like that. You would know who she is if I showed you her. You'd be like, oh my God, I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, this girl this morning, like on my, just, I guess like my four, whatever that, not the Discover page. It just like showed up as like a suggested thing.
The For You page.
But it was like suggested on my feed. So not the For You page. I'm talking about on Instagram.
Oh, bitch. I don't know Instagram.
Oh, okay. But like on your feed, it'll sprinkle in like a sponsored thing.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
So this girl pops up and she's a comedian. And she was dressed up like her, I guess, for Halloween, or maybe she just did it. I don't know. And when I tell you she was spot on, and people were like, I read the comments, obviously. They were like, I'm so mad that I know who this is based on her doing this. And I was like, oh my God. But listen, you'll have to listen. You'll know exactly.
Where's the girl that'll be the hawk to my Tua that will actually talk to you? And doesn't just drink pumpkin spice.
I'm pretty sure I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah.
She's got the piercings.
Yes.
Why can I not think of her name?
She's so cringe.
She is so cringy. So whenever that stuff pops up, I'm like, I know immediately. There's also a dad in North Carolina that does it. And I swear to God, if he does Neon Moon one more time, I'm like, bro, somebody needs to get my man dated up. Because like, you have to stop.
Okay, listen, I can get on board with a lot of stupid shit. Okay?
Hello, have you met us? Yes. Right. We really will co-sign to pretty much anything.
Correct. But the like trope of these elder millennials who are now parents and, you know, recently divorced, because let's be honest, most of the people our age are divorcing.
Yeah.
This trend of the being like the thirst monsters and like, I'm just looking for love.
Be thirsty in other ways. Just, like, stop doing it.
I'm looking for my partner in life.
No, you're not.
Where are the honeys with the fine asses?
Right. Probably at work, Jared. Like, go find her.
Raising
somewhere.
Their children that their other deadbeat husband left them
with. Oh, I found the girl.
Like, I don't understand.
Jenna, you know.
Yep. Nope, I know. The second you turned the phone, I knew.
Isn't motivation.
Shh.
She wakes up every single day to fight the same battle with her head.
No, wait.
So I send that to Booge. We're going to post these. Well, I don't think we should post them on our stories because we're really not in the business of being mean.
I'm not. No, I'm sorry. There are some people that deserve to be bullied. And if you're making cringe content like this, you deserve to be bullied just a little bit. I still wish good things for you. I want you to be successful.
But stop doing that.
I want you to find that success doing anything other than this.
But
there's no way. You cannot convince me that the people that make this kind of content do so thinking that people actually are liking it and following it and commenting on it because they relate to it or they genuinely like it. No, they're making fun of you. They are laughing at you.
Right.
And if you're in on the joke, cool. Good for you. Keep doing what you're doing. If you're not in on the joke, I'm scared.
So I have to ask you then, do you know the girl that has the braces and she talks like this right here? I don't know if she's being for real or not.
I hope y'all are having an awesome start to your week.
All of her videos.
I'm so excited to see the new Bad Boys movie this week. then my concert's on Saturday, so I'm excited about that.
Do you know this girl?
Okay, I blocked her.
No, you didn't.
Forever ago.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Apparently she's going to get her braces off and like people are like, well, what is she going to do? Okay,
I blocked her before she got braces.
Did she talk like that?
Yes.
She did.
Yes. And she was trying to promote her singing. She had about 1,200 followers on TikTok. And she was every third video on my For You page out of nowhere. And I was like, I cannot watch her for one more second. And that is really unpopular. Please don't cancel me. I'm really sorry. I just couldn't do it. And rather than say something mean, I just blocked it. I didn't want to look at it.
You have to go to, there's a,
also, her singing is really bad. It's not for her.
It's not singing. You know what, girlfriend? I can tell you this because I suck too.
Not everybody should chase their dreams.
No, don't chase them in a karaoke bar when people are drunk and they're like, yeah, they're hyping you up because they
chase them to the 10 p.m. open mic because they're tone deaf of your local Mexican restaurant.
Well, you got to go to the pages that are like the top comments page or the there's another one that's like just comments. But there's another girl.
Yes, I unfortunately know this one too. I have literally to read
comments because the comments, y'all, on these pages are hilarious. I was really trying to find the dad in North Carolina. I can't believe I don't remember his name.
These mean girls. I'm not mean.
No, listen.
People, I just have to believe that they're in on the joke and they understand. And they're, here's the other thing. Okay, let's rewind. Rage baiting is a real thing. That is like a content trend. People post things that they know people are going to,
you know what I always watch?
Them
ugly ass cake decorations. And it's like, they'll keep putting like, they'll put a lamp on it and then like an ice cube. Yes. And you watch it because you're so mad.
Yeah.
We should do a little mini series experiment of rage baiting. We should do it.
I'm scared of the rage baiters because think about how like blinded they are. I don't know, like not self-aware or overly self-aware.
I think maybe, yeah, if they're overly self-aware and they're just trying to get that engagement and that's their like end goal.
But like somebody that can withstand the kind of vitriol that comes along with rage baiting.
Right.
You scare me.
Okay, so what you're saying is we don't want to do
that. I'm just saying I'm not built for rage baiting.
Okay.
I could do like a baby introduction rage bait. Just little bitty. Like this episode.
Okay. All right.
Okay. But while we're talking about this kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, we really just burned 17 minutes. Not us coming over unprepared, but prepared. Look at us go.
Okay. There's somebody that I love dearly on TikTok. I can't even say that I hate follow because I don't hate her. I love her.
Okay.
I love her almost the same way that I love Helen Keller. And her name is Corinna. And I'm going to need you to go on TikTok. Oh, really? And you know what?
Everyone
listening, you are my friends. So I'm going to, I want everybody to follow her because honestly, she posts stuff and I don't have anybody to talk about it with besides the other people who follow Corinna, the other 300 plus thousand people that follow Corinna. And honestly, if you just type in Corinna, she's going to come right up. But her name is Corinna.
Hold on. I cannot work. Okay. Yeah. Corinna. Okay. Oh, I put Corona. Hold on. Oh, Corinna Fulgari.
That's the one.
I put Corona and it popped her up.
Correct.
Look at God.
Okay. So let me just say, everything this girl posts is gold. You want to talk about a mecca?
Should I follow her?
Yeah. No, everybody needs to follow her. Okay. And here's the thing. People are so obsessed with Corinna that they start following her friends also, and they bombard them with questions about Corinna. And then
we love her.
And then they get mad.
So Corinna is a Quinina queen. She's a queenie.
Corinna is a queen. She is. I don't know if she is intentionally as witty and funny as she comes off to be, or if it's just a happy coincidence and she just is one of God's favorites, you know? Mm-hmm. After Liam Payne died, okay? Mm-hmm. Some time went by, you know, and people were like, Queen, Corinna, Do you have anything to say? Why haven't you spoke out about Liam? And so she finally does post a video. And the song is a song that I, until that very moment, believed was written and sung by Ed Sheeran, not Liam Payne. You know that song? It's like, you know, I like it when the band is jumping and making down for me.
Yeah,
you know, it's okay.
I do.
I thought that was Ed Sheeran. Turns out it's not. It's Liam Payne. So it's like a sexy song, right?
Yeah.
So her tribute video to Liam is her eating cereal, or no, eating spaghetti. My bad. Eating spaghetti and doing a little sexy chair dance to that song.
Right.
The highlight of that video for me was the caption, which read, "Late, but never R.I.P. at Liam Payne." And I believe the expression she was going for was better late than never.
Bless her heart.
Everyone in the comments was
we're
like,
dying.
Queen, never rip. That's cold.
You know what? Sometimes little sayings get a little misconstrued.
When I tell you, oh, hold on. I got to pause this and show this to you.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Okay, I just showed her the video.
But hold on. Let me just go ahead and give her, Corinna, a prop for, or props. I'll give her multiple. She wiped her mouth after eating spaghetti.
She sure did.
Love is Blind, they didn't even do that. When they were eating pasta and you have it all over your lips and they're orange, wipe your lips. So the fact that she was so aware, like she truly is a queen of all sorts.
Truly.
I was so proud of that. Okay. But go ahead. Let's get into it.
She posts this video. The comments. His loved ones will find comfort in this. Never RIP Liam Payne and that kind of thing. Everyone truly does grieve in their own way. Never rip is insane, bestie. I can honestly say I've never seen a tribute like this one.
Quite the tribute.
Someone said, I have no one to talk about this with. And I said, actually, though, with a cry face.
No.
Grieving and that sort of thing. Someone said, thanks for speaking on this. Someone goes, this is how I found out. Someone else also thought the song was by Ed Sheeran. That makes me feel better.
Oh, they were like, oh yeah, I love that song by him too.
Uh-huh. Someone said, we're pouring out the Kalamata olives for Liam. That's an inside joke. Anyways, here's the thing about Corinna. You want to know every detail of a stranger's life on the internet. It's Corinna. But then randomly she's going to decide that she wants to keep something super private. Like she's got a boyfriend.
Oh, no way.
She used to post the boyfriend and then people were like way too into it. And so now she gets ragey. If you ask about the boyfriend, it's very amusing, but
she did a Barbie.
Oh, her
Barbie, her Corinna land,
her paid ads, her collabs are the best.
I'm sorry. When I wake up in Barbie land and she did like this whole thing, like that is freaking cute.
She's a great editor.
That is amazing.
Anyways, you're welcome.
I followed her. I love that. So
she is one of my favorite people on the internet. And she has a friend, Sydney.
Okay. Do I need to follow her as well?
Oh, interesting.
She's not so much. What?
An old video. She says, because I always wondered what like syndrome she had.
Corinna.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she never talks about that, which is fine.
Oh yeah.
Apparently she did make a video a while back. She goes, she has a syndrome called, why is everything this girl do so bougie?
Let me see.
Even her syndrome sounds bougie.
What is it?
Cornelia de Lange syndrome.
Oh my.
CDLS.
What is that?
I've never heard of that.
So what is that exactly?
I don't know. We're going to look it up.
Okay, let's look it up.
Okay. CDLS. It's a genetic disorder present from birth, usually not inherited, and it's usually due to an acquired change in one of seven important developmental genes at or shortly after conception. Let me see. It causes a broad range of potential physical, cognitive, and medical challenges that is known as the CDLS spectrum disorder. Does not discriminate, affects both genders equally, and it's seen in all races and ethnic backgrounds. Interesting. The occurrence of CDLS is estimated to be one in every 10,000 live births, but because it's so variable, it could remain undiagnosed. It typically affects growth with smaller body and head size, skeletal system with smaller hands and feet. Whatever. There's some other information. Okay, for something that happens so commonly, yeah. I'm shocked that I've never heard of it.
Right, because really, it sounds like a lot of like babies being born in one of them, but like it's really, if you think about how many babies are born, that does feel very common.
Right?
Like, or seem a lot more common than what you would think if you've never heard of it.
Like, I would think I would have at least heard of it.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Well, she deserves all the support in the world. I am quite literally obsessed with her. So that's all. Okay. Well, since we blew a lot of time talking about that, right. Should we just jump right into the spotlight moment?
100%.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah, yeah. Let's okay. do that. All right. I'm friends with this girl. Let's call her June. In fact, my husband and I often hang out with June and her boyfriend, i.e. double dates, weekend trips, etc. We've known each other for over 2 years, and I would say that we four were pretty tight as a group up until this past weekend. My husband is an orthodontist, and one of his patients is June's half-sister, Raya. June often is the one accompanying Raya to her dental appointments. June is also a small-time online, quote, influencer. She's always recording and vlogging and stuff. And though my husband and I have made it clear to her, we're absolutely not okay with our faces in her vlogs online, and she seems to respect that boundary. We don't use social media, and we trusted her word when she said she wasn't going to post us. Cut to last weekend, my brother sent me this TikTok link with the message, dude, you gotta watch this. I opened the link and it directed me to June's TikTok account. She doesn't have many followers, but the particular video he sent me had like 500,000 views and likes. Lo and behold, it was a video compilation of my husband with the title, God, I See What You've Done for Others.
that is super bold.
Wow. Okay. The video was honestly the creepiest thing I've ever seen. She had recorded my husband during our double dates together, and it was clear he wasn't even aware that he was being recorded. In some of the clips, she'd start with her face and then pan the camera towards my husband with a cutesy expression and mouthing words like, oh my God. Uh-uh. The worst one was where he was working on her half-sister wearing scrubs, and she'd recorded even that. She didn't even bother to blur out the kid's face, which she was lying on the dental chair. I'm assuming her sister's underage. Mm. I showed the video to my husband and he was absolutely horrified. He said it made him really uncomfortable and he felt violated knowing that someone had been secretly recording him. He was obviously angry, especially because she recorded him while working on a patient. He texted her asking her to take down the video and delete everything that she had of him. First, she feigned ignorance. Then she said that she meant no harm and that it was all for online engagement since, I quote, TikToks with hot guys typically go viral, and that she'd gained a lot of followers after she posted it. That was all so weird, but my husband and I got our families and friends to report the video, and thankfully it's down now. This pissed her off, and she sent me a long-ass text saying how I was jealous of her online success and that I couldn't stand seeing her succeed, blah, blah, blah. I replied saying, you're delusional and unhinged, you're not successful, and you never will be. Stay away from me. You creepy weirdo. Now she's all weepy and depressed and has been telling our mutual friends how mean I was to her. She's also been posting about mental health a lot on her socials and about how mean some women are with their words. Am I the asshole for calling her a weirdo and calling her out?
No.
This?
That is so weird. Can you imagine somebody using your any part of your family for your content?
You'd be bailing me out of jail. Because when I tell you, old Spencer would have come out and I would have beat her fucking ass.
I got you. I'll roll through jail.
There's like very few things that I will get that pissed about.
Right.
You pretending to be my friend while your panties are wet for my husband and you're posting him online like that, subjecting him to the internet,
right,
trolls, comments, everything without his knowledge. And while that's my fucking husband,
and that's just so weird.
And you have a boyfriend?
Right.
I
know, that's so weird.
So bad. Also, what does the boyfriend think about you posting
this
shit?
What does the boyfriend think? Because that's freaking weird.
You're lusting after your friend's husband that you guys hang out with and go on double dates with?
Right.
No, I want to beat this bitch up for you. I'm pissed.
Girl, slide into her DMs. Let us know what's up. Furthermore, anytime I feel like whether you're at a kid's birthday party, whether you're whatever, if you're like using that as your content, I think that's a little icky anyway, unless it was like a mutual thing. Do you know what I'm saying? Like when you, not like if you go in attendance to like a Halloween party and you make a little reel, like whatever. But like if you use that as a sole premise of your social, like your content on their behalf, that's freaking weird. Like their kid at the birthday party versus like just that. That's weird. I don't know. I think
I'd be definitely pissed. Not the asshole.
You're not. And I would be so pissed. I really would. I'd be like, nah, girl, that ain't how this is going
to
work.
And I would, if she wants to run to all her mutual friends, first of all, I would be, okay,
by all means,
since I'm already going to get hate for this episode anyways, I'd be making a troll account and I'd be trolling her ass online.
Right.
I would be outing her every chance I got.
Well,
I wouldn't make fun of her, but I'd be sharing her business. I'd be like, this girl.
She had skid marks in her underwear last week.
Not like that. She had skid marks.
She has diarrhea.
But I'd be telling everybody what she did. I'd be like, careful. This girl's going to record your husband and talk about how hot he is and she wants to fuck him.
Which there's no truth. I mean, there's no lies there. It's all true. So you're more than, yeah.
It's not slander.
Nope.
It ain't defamation if it's true.
It ain't defamation if it's real information.
That's sick. Put that on a fucking t-shirt.
I would pay $49 for that. Even if it wasn't comfort colors.
Oh, wow. Bold claim.
Yeah. What did I say? It ain't defamation if it's real information.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's good.
Ooh, that's a nice burn. Somebody want to start something in our comments?
Episode title. Just saying.
That's so good.
Let's not forget about it. Wow. Okay. There's just nothing left to say about that.
I think everybody now would be like, yeah, girl.
Pretty cut and dry.
It is, yeah.
Okay. So we started this conversation at my hair appointment yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
I do think that we should close out the episode before we get to our, itching to bitch moments.
Mm-hmm.
We got to talk about Love is Blind.
So, we do. I didn't watch the reunion last night because it was Halloween. And what was I thinking? I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to watch it tonight. No, I didn't. But what?
You don't need to. My mic is just being weird.
Mics are such a pain in the ass sometimes.
You really don't need to see the reunion to talk about this.
No, for sure.
Per use, the reunion sucked. It was terrible. We don't really get anything juicy. So if there's
important, I'm going to still watch it, though.
You still watch it. Based on what you were telling me. But if there's important details, I can just share. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So just for you guys listening.
FYI.
Literally, I was supposed to leave right after my appointment. I ended up hanging out for what? Like another hour?
Yeah, well, I foiled my entire next client's hair, but it's fine. So that's the beauty of my job and what you get to do. I get to hang with my friends.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It is.
So, yeah, I hung around because we started talking about Love is Blind. I was like,
hey, Emily.
Can't leave now.
Hopefully she's listening because she got to be basically part of the podcast.
Okay, so we talked a little bit yesterday about some of our feelings about some of the people. So I want to know, because we mentioned it a couple episodes ago, I want your impressions of everybody from the pods and then how you felt by the end.
Okay. I'm going to pull up the cast list. If I get one more.
Y'all. The political text?
Yes. Yeah. It just, don't hold on to the absentee ballot. I already voted.
November 5th can't come fast enough.
I know.
Also, so I'm going to the Dominican Republic for a wedding. My friend who's the bride was like, I'm like a little concerned that everybody's going to be talking politics like the whole time. Because, you know, in the friend group, her friend group, there are very differing political views.
Right, okay.
Across the spectrum. So somebody's going to be really fucking pissed. And really not
okay. Wait, y'all are leaving really when?
Not okay.
Sunday?
First thing Tuesday morning.
Oh, y'all are leaving? Oh. It's going to be fresh.
Fresh. So we're leaving the 5th, and then most everybody else is coming in on the 6th, and the wedding is the 8th. So yeah, it's going to be fresh. It's going to be interesting.
That is going to be really interesting. Can't wait to hear how that pans out for you.
All I know is it better go in my favor.
I know. No kidding. All right. So I'm looking through the cast because like the names, this is the first season that I was not completely like, I didn't know their names. Normally by now, I mean, I knew some of them, like when we were talking the other day, but we kept like being like, oh wait, that one was the one that, da, 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 you know, they, no one was like really sticking out to me other than.
There was a point to why I brought that up.
Cause I had said that my opinion would change and I didn't want to like say anything yet on last week's.
No, I literally have no idea why I just brought that up.
Oh.
But I did have a point.
Okay, well.
But I lost it, so just kidding.
So do you still want me to tell you? All right, so.
No, you, yes, I want you to tell me this.
Okay.
I just am not going to finish my thought about the other, about the trip.
Okay.
And politics and it being.
Oh, gotcha. I don't know why you're saying
that. That is so freaking annoying.
That is. If you remember, just blurt it out. It's fine.
Okay, perfect.
That's what I normally do, and people probably get mad, but. I love Ashley A. And I feel like consistently I liked her in the pod and after the pod
show
situation.
Show me her picture.
Ashley, the one that yes. was, okay.
Love.
Loved her both. Rarely does that ever happen, though, that you love in and you love post. Because we talked about this at the salon yesterday. Usually in real life, when people are in their real world or you see them in their own, they either get like a little asshole-y or arrogant or like start showing their real characteristics. Yeah. And you're like, okay.
Well, no. That's like, you know, and we'll get to it. But one of the girls in the pod, that's how I felt about her. I absolutely loved her in the pods. And I think that
you're talking about Marissa?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was her putting her best foot forward and being the version of herself that she truly wants to be and wants people to see her as. And then out of the pods, it's like all the real life elements come back in and she was so different. And I just didn't enjoy her as much.
I agree exactly with what you just said with her.
Yeah.
Because with her, I feel like she knows the right things to say. And you made a great point yesterday. You're like, she was being the person she wants to be. That is the best way to put her. Because I agree with that. Like, I don't think she's a bad person. I don't think she...
No, and I don't think she was being fake
No,
either.
But you said it perfectly. She was being what she wants to be. And it's like, it was easier for her to do it in a controlled environment because there's no outside people to persuade you. Because during the conversation with her man...
Ramses.
I was thinking about UNC Ramses, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so... With them, I hate, and me and Emily talked about this after you left, I hate that she didn't stand in her truth about like the military. She kind of like backed down a little bit. And it's like, no, you should be proud of that. And you should.
And she was from every other conversation she had, like especially when she would talk to Bodhi.
Yeah.
She was proud of the military, and, right? And the military she was, gave her so much. Like, of course there are aspects she didn't like.
And I feel like she did.
About their jobs.
Wow, have I ever yawned on a podcast?
Wow.
As I'm drinking my Alani. I feel like with her, she was proud of it, but like she really was like second guessing pieces of the conversation when he was just like, absolutely not. Like that was just like a weird take for him.
It took her by surprise. Like it caught her off guard.
That as most people would be like, wait, what?
Yeah, that he was so vehemently anti-military and like, it went beyond just being anti-military. It was that he would literally not consider being with the person he's calling the love of his life, like mm-hmm. his future wife.
Like
it
was a deal breaker if she ever wanted to like go to the reserves or like he was like, nope, deal breaker, done.
Right. And what? And like her whole life has been the military. Like that's her career. And also we're talking about a show that is set in Washington, D.C. Like, it was very...
Everybody was like security, like high level. Like there's a lot of that there. That's what
I'm saying. It wasn't politically charged necessarily, which I did appreciate because I was concerned that it would be.
Yeah.
But almost everybody there was involved in government or military in some way because, duh, it's based in Washington, D.C.
Exactly.
So yeah. It was just interesting that you had this person who wasn't involved in any of those fields, either, whatever. And literally, like, you had to know that there was a very high likelihood you would be finding a woman who was involved with the government or the military in some way. And you're going
to... like she was just this horrible, repulsive person. Like, she's out killing people. Like, what? Are we allowed to say that? Unalive people. Like, you're not... You can't... I guess it's defeating the point because I already said it. But... He acted like she was a horrible person. Like she was just going to go push the little button. And like, that's not how that works, right. Dude. That's like so she's stupid just out to there think.
Murdering people. And it's right. Like, she's a fucking lawyer. Like,
yeah. I know. So that I wish she was like a little bit more steadfast in that, but
she backed down from it real. I mean, I didn't she like just that. Totally conceded mm-hmm. very quickly. And even if she would have done that on her own eventually, and that is maybe how she truly felt, it didn't appear that way. Watching the show, her facial expressions, her body language, everything changed when he started talking about how anti-military he was.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, I will say and do whatever I need to keep my man and make it work.
Yeah. The main person though, when I was watching that, I was like wondering if I would shift the reason I didn't want to speak out. So Hannah, who is actually very polarizing, but it's been.
She seems pretty hated to me.
I mean, she is, but like at the end of the day, she comes from a seemingly good family. Yeah. Like she has all these things that like kind of align that was like, okay, maybe she's not so bad. Maybe they're making her out because in the past we've watched seasons. I know I have where mm-hmm. somebody either looks really, really terrible and then they get into the real life or you like watch this season. You're like, okay, now I understand a little bit more of their story when you meet their family, whatever. Or like the opposite will happen where you're like, they're horrible in the pods. Like last season or two seasons ago, there were people that like, we didn't like in the pods that we had talked about that. Like when you really saw them, you're like, oh my gosh, well, I really like them now.
And Nick would, her fiance is a great example of that. I didn't really like him in the pods.
Yeah.
I kind of agreed with all the women were saying that he seemed not sleazy per se, but like he knew he was a charmer. He was charismatic and charming.
He knows how to talk. He knows how to do the game.
Yep. He leaned into that. He knew like the right things to say to everybody.
Yep.
But then outside of the pods, you kind of got to see him like put his words into action. Yeah. And he actually was
trying. Yeah.
A good guy who, what? Right.
Yeah.
He was trying.
He was another one that
he's 28 and he doesn't have his life together and everything going for him. That doesn't make him a bad person.
No. And as long, like, so he was another one that I was like, ooh, this could go either way.
Yep.
And we saw it with Barnett too in season one.
Absolutely. Same that's a type great,
of thing. He was one equivalent. That looked like this little F boy that people were like, oh my God. But he really, I mean, him and Amber are still kicking it strong. And like, they both have put forth what?
I need to interrupt this talk about them real quick. Yeah. So I want to come back to like the run through of the list.
Yeah.
But did you see recently they went on, I think it was Lauren and Cam from first season who have a podcast. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was their podcast. They went on it and were like coming like out, whatever, opening up about their experience with the show. They got Amber must have pissed producers off. I think she got a real bad edit.
Really?
Uh-huh. They were talking about how, remember? Okay. On that season, they made such a big deal about her finances, right? Yeah. Remember how they basically made her seem like a deadbeat loser.
Yeah,
with
Moochin, and he better watch out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He had more debt than she did. They talked about this on the show. He was like, I had loans. And more, I forget how much debt she had, but I think she had like 20, $5,000 or something like that, $28,000. It was a good amount of debt.
Yeah.
He had like $40,000 of debt.
Wow.
He had a lot more than she did. And he was like, but like they really honed in on making me seem like I had it all together. I owned a house. I had my finances in order. And meanwhile, I had loans that totaling up more than she had. Like she had more debt than I did. And, or I had more debt than she did. And she just, you know, but she, they really made her look like so much worse than they needed to. Like they encourage us to talk about finances and be open, right? Because we're getting married. They want the show to have success rate. They want it to be entertaining.
And they know that that's the most polarizing conversation you're going to have in a relationship is money, finances.
And I just thought that was so interesting because you are hearing, not just with this reality show, with lots of them, more and more about all the manipulation. Not that it comes as any surprise,
We
know that there's a lot of producing to a reality show.
Right.
Yes, it's real. It's their real lives. They're real conversations that are happening. But there's a production element to it, no matter what it is.
It's got to be entertaining.
Correct. These people know what makes a good TV show. That is their job.
Most people would not be entertaining to watch on a TV show, even for 30 minutes, day to day, without them having to do something purposefully to make drama. Not that people don't have that in their lives, but you almost have to like create a little bit of that to make it more entertaining to watch. Yeah. Imagine in your day to day, nobody wants to watch your day. Even if you dealt with like something crazy, that's not that entertaining because your card got declined at the gas pump because you forgot that you got a new card in the mail. You got to make it a bigger thing. And it's the same thing on the shows.
And honestly, while we're mentioning it, it's the same thing with your influencers and the people you watch on the internet.
That's right. Yeah.
Nobody is at the TikToks, the stories. Nobody is that entertaining all the time. No. Right? There is a performance element to that. So you hear people that are like, you know, meeting their heroes, which like no influencer should be your hero, but meeting these people in real life that they have watched and they're like, oh, they're so different. Yeah. Because when they're
just like,
when
you
they're on
and
the
me.
Internet or on TV, it is a performance.
Right. And they know that they
on a podcast.
Right.
I mean, it's just different.
That's right. There is an element that comes into play and it's entertainment.
I mean,
and
not us. We're perfect, but you know.
I mean, we are just that entertaining, if you can believe
I'm actually more entertaining. Not us.
Oh God. If y'all only actually in my salon, if those four walls could talk, you know what? I'm going to give myself a little credit. Sometimes I'm like, damn, if somebody was recording just like my day to day, I'll say stuff. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I wish I could bottle that up and remember that later. But I'm kidding, but I'm not. But yeah, there's like that piece of it that goes into it. But that is interesting that they did that to her because she must have really pissed him off, like you said, and something had to have gone down with that. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not going to go through all these because I also want to talk about one more thing before we wrap this.
Okay.
Monica was one that...
Ooh, hot. Now she's polarizing.
I liked her. Yeah, I guess because Hannah wasn't that polarizing because everybody hates her now. Oh, so back to my point of her. Yeah. She just can't... Like she just...
The thing with Hannah and Nick, and there's honestly, we can't even talk about them for that long because there's not much to say. It's pretty cut and dry.
Yeah.
She treated him like shit.
She was so mean and condescending all the time.
All the time. If you could be the most confident person in the world, right? Yeah. And I would argue to say that he was probably a pretty confident person, right?
Yeah.
And you meet somebody that like...
Bust your balls 24/7.
That just constantly cuts you down.
Yeah.
The most confident of people can't withstand that.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
No, because you believe what you're told, even as an adult.
You hear it over and over. And the thing about him, he never... Say what you want. The big accusation at the reunion was that he didn't like the way she looked and he told the guys about it. okay, she didn't like the way he looked. She acted as if he lied to her. Yeah. No, bitch, you thought Travis Kelce was walking through that door. No, right. I'm sorry. One, do you really think that you are to the, you know, quality of person?
Right.
And I'm not even talking looks.
Right.
I'm talking your personality. Inside beauty. That's right. And yeah, personality. Yeah. Do you think you're somebody that deserves some Travis Kelce?
Right.
Absolutely not.
No. Hannah, newsflash, no. Also, right, when she was like buzzing his balls about his height, like something someone cannot change, that is such a low blow to create an insecurity for something. Like, right, that really pissed me off. Like, I was like,
you want, like, okay, maybe he didn't, you know, appreciate your figure. Great. Well, you took Ozempic, you lost all the weight, and now you're skinny. You could change, right, that about yourself. He can't change his height.
Right. And your shitty attitude, maybe you should change that.
Right. Maybe, just an idea, when you're meeting somebody for the first time and you're insecure about how tall you are as a woman, coming from one tall girl to another, maybe you don't wear fucking heels the first time.
Yeah, Hannah.
I'm just saying, if that is a... My height is an insecurity for me. Not so much anymore, but when I was younger and dating, it was. Yeah. Because I am tall, and yes, I am going to be taller than a lot of guys, unfortunately.
Right.
Robbie's probably one of the shorter people that I've actually ever, like, dated.
And you still climb him like a tree, so what?
You know? He told me he was 6 foot. He ain't no 6 foot. He's 5'10 at best. 5'10
lying,
and a half.
Robbie.
Maybe 5'11. It's okay, though. I'll give him 5'11.
We'll give him 5'12.
But, like, I would never wear heels on a, like, first date. Like,
right,
I just wouldn't, because right, I wouldn't know. And
like,
I don't
want to see eye to eye, literally.
But I wouldn't put myself in the position where I go to hug someone for the first time and I'm towering over them. Like, right. I'm going to make it the most comfortable experience for me,
right,
as possible, as a tall person who's insecure about how tall I am. Mm-hmm. Don't wear heels and then be like, yeah, sure you didn't. He's a fucking kicker. Like, are you dumb?
Right. That part too. Yeah. I know.
Like, he's not going to come out and be 6'6", 290. Like, he's a kicker.
And I've said this before when we talked about this. I don't care who you are, where you're at, where you're listening, anything. Everybody cares about looks to an extent. There's no way. Now, I believe that love is blind to an extent. But you have to have the attraction there. Whether it's you want a tall daddy, whether you want a little short, stout daddy, whether right, you want a tall, blonde woman, whatever it is, you have a preference that you're more attracted to. Sure. It does not mean you cannot fall for somebody else. Somewhere along the lines, whatever. I also believe
that everyone has to, you aren't going to have it all. No. The chances of you finding somebody who meets and fulfills every last desire, request, need of yours, highly unlikely. Let's be honest. Let's be real. You could go your whole life. You're not going to find somebody who fits your ideal physical characteristics, your ideal emotional fulfillment, all of those things, right? Mm-hmm. You have to make concessions. The whole point of this experiment is to open
your mind up to an extent of
correct,
exactly that.
Finding somebody who fulfills,
mostly fits.
Right, who fulfills one thing for you so fully that you're able to make concessions
to
on
look past the
some
physical
of the other things.
That's right.
That doesn't mean you are expected to be able to look past everything, but like, right, unless she saw him and was totally repulsed by him, and maybe she was, call it.
Yeah.
Don't try it. Just... I'd be like, you know, I love your person. Love is not blind for me. I would have respected that more, mm-hmm, than her
belittling him the rest of the season to be on there.
She loves the inside version, right, of him, right? The part she can't seize. And then because she's not attracted to the outside part, she continues to cut down the inside parts that she supposedly
liked. I was
going to
say, she didn't even like his insides. Like, you called him out for every single thing. Instead of being an asshole about him not being able to boil noodles, which, okay, whatever.
Right. There are some points, you know, she has that are valid.
Right.
But like,
it's like,
okay.
But don't be an asshole about it. Just be like, bro, come on. You don't want to boil noodles.
Saying that he wasn't as intelligent as her, that he wasn't financially literate like she is.
Yeah.
Great. Part of being in a relationship and part of marriage is making your partner better.
Yeah.
And there's allowing give and take. And allowing them to make improvements to you and make you better. There was none of that. She was perfect in her eyes. She had no room for improvement.
Right.
And all she saw with him was opportunity for improvement. And that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But so anyways, the big point, all that to say, the big point of the reunion for the two of them was that he had told the guys that he wasn't attracted to her.
No, he said she was a grenade.
Well, First, that it was that he kept making degrading things about her looks. Okay, that was the accusation. Then, and the girls were saying, kept repeating, he called her a grenade, which I'm sorry, that's funny.
That's funny.
That's hilarious. There are objectively beautiful people in the world that other people, that certain humans are going to not find attractive.
Or really hot people can look like a grenade in the morning. Like, we're those people. Well,
speak for yourself. I'm stunning all the time.
You are beautiful. I'm really sorry. I'm just trying to project my insecurity.
I'm even more beautiful
you.
Since I got my mole removed, which, like, nobody said anything about that.
I literally didn't notice that. When did you do that? Why didn't you tell me?
Like, 2 months ago. I did. I couldn't take it anymore. I said, that thing grew. It used to be flat and now it's not.
Did it have hair in it?
No.
That's the only time I draw the line. Okay, come on, y'all. If you have a big mole on your face, it could be cute. If it's growing hair and sprouting,
I have, like, other moles on my face. Yeah. Like, I have other beauty marks.
Now that you say it, I do notice other that it's gone.
Which I did ask her about removing maybe like some, and she said, I need to see a plastic surgeon.
Oh,
because
God.
They're not like elevated.
Sure. They're not elevated.
Right. She's like, they're not raised. So, like, you would need to see a plastic surgeon. And I was like, okay, well, I don't care that
now
much.
Now I'm just going to stare at your mole.
I don't care about that much. And she goes, but I can take that one off.
Yeah.
And I said,
take it.
Beautiful. Let's hack her.
Slice her off.
Hack her right off.
All
right. So things I did that.
I had plastic surgery. I had a mole removed. I know you didn't notice it or whatnot. It's very natural. Great job.
It took her all about 2 minutes.
Did they freeze it off? Or slice it.
She sliced it. No, sliced and diced. She goes, okay, I'm numbing. Okay, I'm putting the Band-Aid on. I was like, oh, okay.
Did you like Nelly? You missed an opportunity to put a Band-Aid there. Wonder if that's what he did. He got them all removed, do we think?
No.
Why did he?
You don't know the story about that? It was like something. No. His brother was in prison, and it was like a nod to his brother.
You mean to tell me he put a Band-Aid on his face forever?
Wait, hold on.
Just because.
John. Watch, I'm lying. Why did Nelly have the Band-Aid? Okay, speaking of Nelly.
What?
I'm obsessed with him. I was obsessed with Nelly. Him back in the day. I'm obsessed with him now. What a family man.
What a family man. And what a bot putter outer.
And
I mean,
like,
bam.
Him and Ashanti finally getting together, having their baby, living their dream life. I'm so happy for them.
I've always been a Nelly girl. Country Grammar, ooh, put it on repeat.
Going down, baby. Low street in the Range Rover. Street sweeper, baby. Really, the runner goes. Shimmy, cocoa, what? Listen to me now. Oh, maybe not his brother.
Okay, who?
His friend. Nelly wore a Band-Aid on his face to show support for his friend, City Spud.
See, you miss. We could have put a Band-Aid on my face for you. I could have put a Band-Aid on my face for you, and we could have content this opportunity, dummy. I'm like, this was Spencer last year.
You be Nelly, and I'll be in a prisoner.
Okay,
I'll wear a striped prisoner suit.
I'll be Welly. I love that. Oh, I can wear a Welly Band-Aid. If that's not a sponsored ad, I don't know what it is.
We'll have our people reach out.
Yes, we will. I forgot our manager's name.
Our assistant, we fired her, so we got to find a new
she
one.
She sucks.
Taking applications.
All right, this is taking entirely too long. Those are really the ones that really
what
stuck out to
me. What are you talking
me.
About? This is quality conversation. Okay.
It is, but I really want to talk about Southern Charm. Did you see the trailer?
I did not.
Okay, well then we're not going to talk about Southern Charm. Wow, it was a trailer. Okay. Did you see that, Michael?
I mean, I can pause it and watch
Michael,
it.
No, it's fine. Did you see that Michael passed?
I did.
I loved him.
A moment of silence. That was really good. I'm amazed that you were able to say that.
I was about to pop.
I know.
How do they determine the appropriate amount of silence? Like, is it by how important?
I think it's just long enough to make everyone feel uncomfortable and wonder,
like, when are we going to
noise again?
Right.
And that's when you start.
Yeah. I feel like you're right because it gets to that point where everybody's like.
Every time I've participated in a moment of silence, as soon as I think, I wonder how long we're going to do this, we're back to talking.
It's done. It truly is. They know it's an art. Yeah. You've got it down to a science.
It really is. Okay, so anyways, that's all we got to say about Hannah and Nick. You know, sorry, Nick, that you got stuck with that. He took the high road the whole way. He said adamantly he never called her a grenade. He never rated her a 5 out of 10. He did say that he was underwhelmed with her appearance.
And that's fair.
And guess what? That's okay.
That's fair.
She was disgusted by his appearance.
Right.
And she did not apologize. you know how we feel about Nick and Vanessa, okay? I think they're terrible hosts. They're wrong for the show. Wrong, 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 wrong.
They should hire
Nick
us.
Nick was so bad this reunion, it almost made Vanessa redeemable in my eyes, which I never thought could happen. Vanessa was setting her up, and you know she never comes after the women. She always defends the women and shits all over the men. Mm-hmm. She even, without saying it, in her Vanessa way, told Hannah she was wrong. She kept like teeing her up for an apology, and Hannah was just like, I'm just really direct. I'm just so direct. I'm just so direct. Get hit by a bus. Like, you're so annoying.
Oh, God, yeah. All right, yeah.
Okay, I'm done.
That was very direct. Very direct. So I'm looking through.
I'm also direct. That's and okay. I'm also not winning anyone over with this episode.
It doesn't matter. Can we're fine. Sometimes it's just like that. Sometimes it's just like that.
I have going cancer. Through... You can't shit on a cancer patient.
Oh, we're going there.
Oh, yeah. I'm using that card.
The card is pulled. All right. We have it on the table. So I'm going. Speaking of cancer, I'm going through the men. And why of all the people are me and Ramses both cancers?
Rough.
Why of all people?
But here's the thing. You can't just look at that. You've got to, you got to look at it all.
Steven is a rising. Cancer as well. Of course he is. Of course he is. This is not doing.
This is a bad list. Sun, moon, rising. You know, we really got to look at all.
Because that's
things.
It. Out of all the people, those were the two.
Wow, that's really unfortunate.
Let's go to the girls. I will absolutely die.
Okay.
If Hannah. Okay. So Ashley W.
Okay.
Cancer. Mm-hmm. And
we like her.
Brittany's a cancer. And
we like Brittany. I actually love Brittany.
Okay.
That might be a hot take.
We didn't really talk about her, did we?
We can talk about her and Leo.
Okay.
Because there's not much to say about everybody else.
There really isn't.
But I do think Brittany and Leo need a moment. Not of silence.
Oh, I was like, okay, we're doing that again. Huh? Jenny's a cancer. I'm still on this. And Jenny's a cancer. Okay, cool. I don't know why I looked at that because whatever. Ooh. What?
Garrett and Taylor, love, obsessed, favorite couple. They go in the books, in the Love is Blind books for me with Lauren and Cam.
I love, okay.
Wow. They're up there. They're going to make it. They're going the distance. I am obsessed with them both. She reminds me of Olivia Munn. I think they are just the perfect nerdy couple. I can't wait to see their babies and, you know, have them live life together.
I would agree with that. I'm not mad at all about that. And I feel like, too, they have the real deal. Like, what yes. Cam, like, I feel like their love, it wasn't just blind. It was, like, perfect. Like, I feel like they would have dated in real life. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think they needed the experiment. I think they would have dated. I really do.
I don't know if they would have. Because that's what yes, in a perfect world, do think they would have. But what he was saying, like, they never would have crossed paths. And, like...
They wouldn't have, but, like, they still give the same... They give couple energy, like...
Totally.
In real life, where some couples, like, work great, but they maybe would have... I don't see them, like, in a bar. Like, let's say they're in the same spot. They, to me, would have, like, been together. They would have met.
There's a comfortability that you feel with them. And that was, like... I think the couples that don't make it, that don't say yes, they might seem like they vibe really well. Mm. There's this like it factor comfortability that they lack. And that's what the couples that are still together that have gone on forever, that's what they have. Even, the couple that just had the baby from one of the previous seasons.
Oh, Zach Alexis. And oh, I thought you were talking about Alexis.
Them two. Oh. But Zach and, oh God, what is her name? He had originally gotten engaged to the bitchy one that looks like Miss Piggy. And then...
Hannah. Are we talking to Hannah again? I'm just kidding.
And then she was like so mean. Remember? She got like shit on for being one of the mean ones.
I do, but...
Making fun of people.
Yes.
And then he, out of the pods... Or no, I think it was in Mexico. He like broke up with her. And then he went back to the girl that he had... She
yes,
has a weird...
Yes, yes, yes,
I
yes.
I want to say her name is like Dream. It's like, no. It's like something...
Yes, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Whatever. You know who I'm talking about. They had that comfortability. And so it was... Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So we're going to talk about Leo.
Oh, yeah.
And Brittany.
Brittany. Okay.
Okay. So Leo totally redeemed himself at the reunion, in my opinion. First of all, they came out holding hands.
Okay.
interesting. They were not sitting on the couches with everybody else, probably because they didn't actually go.
They were like a honeymoon, kind of like a little, yeah.
But so they brought him out and they came out holding hands and then they split and went to opposite ends of the stage. And she had her tits done. They were absolutely enormous. It was like two cantaloupes strapped to her chest.
Okay. They look, Brittany, go girl.
They look painful, but she is so beautiful and sweet. I'm obsessed with her.
Okay.
But the boobs were a lot. And Leo was, you want to talk about somebody who I think got a rough edit? I think Leo got a really rough edit.
Really?
He seemed not quite like remorseful about his perception and like, you know, being so focused on like the money and stuff like that. I think he kind of felt like, I'm smarter. Like, I'm like, damn, I'm smarter than that. Like, they encouraged us to talk about money. They encouraged us to talk about finances.
And he took the bait in certain. Yes.
And I think he said basically like, we're encouraged to talk about these things and real life concerns. Real life concerns for me is that I have had women only interested in me for my family's business and my money. And it's really important to me to find a life partner who can appreciate those things, but that's not necessarily why they're looking to be with me. And that's my like biggest insecurity, right? It should give me confidence, but it doesn't. It makes me insecure. And some of this, I don't know if I'm here like remembering from the reunion specifically or like other like content that I've seen him put out, but he says it in hindsight, if I could go back and not lead so heavily with the money,
finance part,
and
yeah.
With the finances and, you know, not try on my Rolex or let the, you know, like I would have done things differently in hindsight so that I didn't come off the way that I came off because that's not really who I am.
Yep.
That was just, you know, my portrayal and he wasn't mad about it.
It was what it was.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, well, it's kind of unfortunate. Like, yeah, I am rich and like, yeah, I have these things and this is a real part of my life. I kind of just wish that it didn't
come off as my only like premise bringing to a relationship.
Correct.
Because it was like the number one thing.
Yeah, which I really appreciated. And they talked about the other big thing that was talked about on the internet, especially so much speculation about why they didn't go to Mexico after, why they weren't chosen. And
because did they take their trip after that, like to Miami or whatever?
Yes. Nick and Vanessa, or maybe one of them, asked like, were you guys surprised when you got the news that you wouldn't be going to Mexico? And Brittany said, no, like I knew that we wouldn't be going. She goes, here's the thing. The show wants successful relationships. I hadn't even told Leo that I loved him.
Yeah.
They did not think that we were going to make it to the altar. And look, we didn't, like, right? Like they weren't wrong. We didn't make it to the altar. We weren't right as a couple. We were much better as friends. So no, it didn't come as a surprise because they didn't see us going the distance. We didn't see us going the distance. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that was really interesting. But she did say, without it getting brought up, I think she just, you know, obviously people read comments, that Leo, in the scenes after they met, the speculation was the show was uncomfortable having them together on the trip because it seemed like he was very forceful with her. Like the way he was grabbing
her. So aggressive
her.
In the, yeah.
And I felt the same way. Yeah. I was watching it.
Oh,
and
people
was like,
are making parodies of it. And it really is so on when she's like,
kind of it looks like she's crawling out of her skin, uncomfortable. Yeah. And he's like grabbing her and like pulling her towards him. And she did say, she was like, I just like, she kind of acknowledged what everybody was saying, speculation. But she was like, I honestly found him so comforting in that moment. I know it doesn't look that way, but like I was dying inside. Mm-hmm. I was crawling out of my skin. It had nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
It was the whole experience. I was uncomfortable with the whole thing. I was uncomfortable there. I was like, oh my God, I just got engaged to someone that I don't even fucking know.
Right. Like, it's a lot of emotions.
Yes. She was completely overwhelmed. And she said, honestly, she was like, it looks one way and I can respect that. She was like, I was so glad that he was there and holding me the way he was. And like, it really like, and you could tell she meant it.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was really interesting. She said, we talk every single day. Like we're very close friends.
I love that.
Stay very close friends. And we're both good with that. That's how we are. And I was like, what a success then.
I was literally just going to say, they should do not only just marriage, but like successful, like friendships, or like even if people don't get married and they want to date like each other, but like in real life versus like just rushing to the altar and doing all that. And which obviously it can work. It has. But I think it'd be really cool to have like success stories from that. Like that's also a success in the show.
You can have life partners that aren't romantic. You
can
have soulmates that aren't romantic. I think if you can find a connection like that, like a deep connection with someone that is so meaningful to your life but isn't romantic, that's cool. That's also success. And so if they found that, then I love that for them.
Same.
Okay.
So now I'm going to watch Reunion because you told me I didn't need to, but obviously I do. You lied to me.
I didn't. No, you don't need to.
No, yes,
but
I do.
You should.
Okay,
you should. Oh. Do you want me to quick watch the trailer?
No, we'll talk about that next week. We're gonna need something to talk about next
week. Okay. Well, are you itching to bitch about anything then before we go?
You go first. I'm sure something will pop up.
Oh damn.
Okay. Oh, you don't have anything, or you do?
Well, I mean, I could always bitch about something.
Yes,
ma'am. You know?
Yes.
Of course. I'm going to bitch about how long it took to get my MRI done the other night. And the whole experience. Okay. Duke has been absolutely wonderful.
Right.
Even though, you know, we're a UNC house.
Go Heels. Okay. But like medically, it's Duke. Yeah.
Medically, Duke has been the shit. Mm-hmm. I've been very happy. However, not only did I have to wait 40 days to get my MRI.
40 days and 40 nights.
That's crazy. Okay. When you get a call and it says, hey, just so you know, your cancer is a little more developed than what we initially thought. That makes you feel like shit. And so then they say, we're going to schedule an MRI and you should have that done in about 2 weeks. Great. So no, I waited 40 days to have my MRI.
The way that my anxiety would absolutely spiral would be unmatched.
Can I tell you? After MB's wedding.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we spent a lot of time with Amber Massey. Amber and Jordan separately, collectively spoke with Robbie and I quite a bit that weekend about cancer. Obviously, she went through her terrifying cancer journey.
Yeah.
They had me spiraling so fucking bad after that. I mean,
Well, when we sat up here at the after party and Amber,
and I'm not saying this like, no, I can't believe they did.
Are you talking about when we were at the fire and Amber was, hers came on like so fast, like and aggressively.
Yes. There were other, like some other like moments talking about it, but that conversation specifically, I was like, I was really overwhelmed.
Yeah.
By the conversation in general.
Yeah.
Because it is scary. And what she's saying, what they both were saying is not wrong, right? Like unfortunately, you are just a number to the doctors.
You have to be your own advocate because no one's going to fight like you're going to fight.
Exactly.
For you.
And, you know, with her, her situation was so scary, so different. And like, it was a very different situation from mine, right? Like I can't even imagine going through what she went through. And I spiraled 4 days after that. I was like, holy fucking shit. I was really freaking out. It took me a few days to like talk myself off a ledge. All that to say, I finally get to go for my MRI. It is an 8 p.m. appointment. Okay. I'm 40 minutes from Duke. God forbid I go anywhere else closer to my house. No, I've got to go to Duke Medical Center, which is next to the Cancer Center in Durham. Okay. Mm-hmm. So whatever. I drive all the way out there. Traffic was terrible. I'm supposed to be there at 7:45. I roll up at 7:59. My appointment is at 8 p.m. Okay.
Wow, look at you.
I whip my car in front of the valet. I get out. I go up to the valet stand, and the guy could not be bothered with me. He finally looks up and goes, "Can I help you?" Like bothered. Like I'm bothering him.
Right.
I said, "I'd like to valet my car." And he was like, "Are you visiting?" I said, "No, I have an appointment." And he was like, "Okay." He was like, "Well, go park it over there." And points to the
Are you valet? I'm not valet.
Literally.
You are valet.
He goes, "Okay, go park it over there." And I was like, "Over where?" And he's like, "In front of the cancer center." I was like, "Okay." And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. I was like, I'm late for my appointment. Like, I'm literally bitching out loud. It's like such a cunt. If I saw somebody else doing this, I'd be like, what a bitch. But you know what? This is where I am.
Right.
So I get in my car. I go. I park it in front of the cancer center. I don't know what's going on. So I take my key. I walk it back over. I'm thinking like, he literally just wanted me to move it out of the way and he's going to go valet it. I come back. He's gone. So two other guys are there just eating their fucking donuts or whatever they're eating outside. And I was like, do I give these?
I did your job for you. Do you want my keys?
I said, do I give these to you? And they're like, for what? And I was like, my car? Cause you're the fucking valet.
Right.
And they were like, no, they're like, bring your car back here and then we'll go valet. So I go get my car and I bring it back and I'm like, okay. And they're like, they're like, wait, who told you to park over there? And I said, the man that was standing here with the cane.
Tell me he didn't even work for valet.
Wait, no,
he did.
Because if it was some random
dude. No, he did. I said, the man over here with like the cane, walker, whatever. And they go, oh, he told you to park over there? And I said, yeah. And they're like, oh yeah, you can go park over there. Bitch. I'm like, the fact that I'm not like throwing bows at this point. So
I'm guessing you did not tip these fellas.
I never even had to give them my keys. I literally go, I park back over and I come back and I'm looking at them like with rage in my eyes.
Uh-huh.
And there, I was like, okay, so what
now? For the fourth time,
yeah.
I'm back.
And they were like, no, if he told you to park over there, you don't need to give us your keys. I said, is my car going to be there when I'm out? They were like, yeah. I was like, at this point, I don't fucking care.
Doesn't matter.
Duke has a lot of money and they might be buying me a new car.
Maybe the tow company will valet your car for you. It doesn't matter. Right. Go get your MRI.
Right. At this point,
because your blood pressure is so high, God forbid they take your vitals.
Right. It's 8:07 at this point.
Right. Yes.
So, and then I'm waiting to go through the fucking security. Mm-mm. So I go through the security. I don't know where radiation is in this place. So right. I have to wait at the desk. This other woman takes 45 fucking seconds to put a piece of paper in her bag. She folds it up 18 times, opens it back up. I finally reach around her and I said, I have an appointment for an MRI. Where do I go? And the man was like, this way. I said, okay, great. I walk over. Thankfully, the woman at the desk was like, you're late for your appointment. It's 8:09 or whatever.
Like, I had to work. I had just clocked out.
Yeah. I said, I'm really sorry. I said, there was a lot of confusion with the valet stand about.
And where, I'm an employee here now.
About where I should park my car. And this is a really long itch to bitch. I'm very
That's
sorry.
That's fine. I don't even have one because I'm itching to bitch with you.
Perfect.
Go ahead.
Your moment is my moment.
That's right.
So I explained that to her and she was like, honey, you don't need to tell me about this place. Nobody knows how to do their job. And so she's like, I got you. So she starts checking me in. She's pissed.
Oh, she's got it.
She's pissed for me at this point. And so she's like, none of these idiots know what to do. And she starts telling me some story about how like some woman was trying to find her mom who was admitted. And like she was told to go to one floor, but her mom wasn't on that floor. So she came back down and she asked this woman. And this woman was like, I have no idea who your mom is. And she's like, I had to go on some wild goose chase to find her mother for her. And I found her mother. And she was like, nobody here knows how to do their job. It was hilarious. I said, you are a breath of fresh air and I love you.
Yeah. She's like, wow, after I bitched? Yeah, you
literally,
are
a brother. Literally, she looked like a weight was lifted off of her.
Truly. She just needed to get that out. And you were like, I just need an MRI. Yeah. You help me, I help you.
Yeah. So then I told her my story. Good. And she was like, fucking idiot.
She's like, do you want to come to the podcast?
I said, I love you.
Yeah.
And so then I go and wait. Okay. So I wasn't in the waiting room long. Finally get in the back. Somebody who literally had a voice identical to Gypsy Rose was in the room next to me. Mm. And I was,
could it be?
I was praying for a look.
Could it be?
But like, realistically, why would Gypsy Rose be at Duke?
Because everybody goes to Duke.
I know, I'm just saying, but I never got to see her. And when I tell you, identical. I also got to listen to whoever this person was get an IV put in, which they were very dramatic about. And I feel like Gypsy's had so many at this point, she wouldn't even care.
She had her teeth pulled. She does not care about an IV.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So chances are not Gypsy Rose, but I'd be selling that voice. I'd be working as a voice double. So when I tell you, I didn't get in for my MRI until 9:50. Okay. So I literally sat there forever. The guy, sneeze on the truth.
You messed it up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's fine. Go ahead and finish lying, bitch.
Shh, it'll come back, I promise.
I'm sure.
So, anyways, I raw dogged that MRI. Yeah. No music, no nothing.
Which I cannot believe that you did that. Like, I would have a panic attack. I would not be here right now.
Well, I was. They were like, are you claustrophobic? I said, is it a diagnosed phobia? No. Do I like enclosed spaces? No. I'm fat. Do I want to be shoved in a little tube? No, I don't.
It don't matter, fat, skinny, or nothing. I ain't trying to go into a little pill capsule. That just feels so caskety to me. It's giving casket, and I'm not ready.
Literally.
And like you can't move. God forbid you move, so they make you feel like you can't even. If you have a fart bubble, then what? You better swallow it. I don't know what to tell you.
You better swallow it. You have to
redo the whole thing.
Yeah. It was so wildly uncomfortable. I obviously have not had an MRI before, but I was like touching the sides and I was like, oh my God, I'm just like, so I can't do this. It was apparently your pelvic region is one of the longer MRIs, I guess because of the types of imaging. So they're like, basically, we'll, you know, take the different images and we'll call the doctors, make sure that there's nothing else that they need at that point and whatever. So we go through what's like an hour plus of imaging and they say, okay, it's going to be quiet for a little while we call the doctors, blah, blah, blah. Well, they come back and apparently the doctors needed a lot more imaging, which that doesn't make you feel good. Mm-mm. So, and I had already cried for the first 5 minutes I was in there because I was having so much anxiety
about being
in that little tube.
You had to go work in the valet. Right, your manager was about to be pissed. You didn't even know if your car was going
to
be there. I didn't
sign up to be valet.
No, you know? And your car might have been towed.
I'm destined to work in billing. If you're going to put me in billing, bitch, I'll get your money.
Mm-hmm. Give me my money.
Anyways, all's that to say, I didn't get out of my MRI until 11:47.
Great.
11:47, I was in that tube for 2 hours.
No.
2 hours. I come out, there's like 40 Duke employees that are all just like hanging out. I guess I'm the last patient in the whole goddamn place.
For sure you are.
Like, everything's quiet. She's like, okay, you can like
go get your car.
Go get dressed. Yeah, I was like, it was so much. Really, the bitch was about the valet thing. Yeah. But it just felt appropriate to really give you the full picture of my evening. I also hadn't eaten anything since like 11 o'clock that day. So I was in the MRI machine. I was like, I wonder if they can see my stomach contracting because it's so hungry.
They're like, you are so feeble. Yeah. Are you going to survive this? Yeah. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
It's a lot. It's a lot to ask.
Yeah. The good news is we did get the results sent to me yesterday. So my biggest concern was ovarian cancer and according to the MRI, ovaries look normal.
To God be the glory, honey. We are on the mend. I told you.
So I'm good. I'm signing off. Going to this trip without a concern about that.
No, you're good.
And that's it. That's what I had to bitch about today.
I think you did enough for the both of us. So.
Oh, I did a lot this whole episode. That's okay. I was really unhinged.
It's fine.
I did take my Adderall right before coming
out. Did you? So. Good for you. Yep. All right. Well, you know what? Sometimes it be like that.
Sometimes it be like that.
And on that note,
love you guys. Hope you enjoyed this really long episode.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.